Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah.
73 participants in the conference.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all come into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella up the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
You hear me? Hello? Can you guys hear me? Right. Okay. You guys can hear me.
Yes, we hear you.
Oh. All right. I was just going to tell y'all, our committee guy is just calling us back, so y'all just got to hold on another couple minutes. Or not. It's your choice. But anyway, we're going to do this over because I need to talk to him. More than I need to talk to you. So let's go. Sorry. I got to get the info. All right. I just want them to hold on.
All right.
Just put them back on hold. But don't play that.
Okay.
sad ass Christmas music. That was horrible. I know why they was complaining.
That was good.
All right,
Christmas music.
We'll be back. Yeah, okay.
Let's see here.
I said, oh, no wonder they complaining. This is what they listening to. All right.
All right, folks. Yeah, we got to do this this call, so we're going to put you on hold for a minute.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we'll give you something to listen to.
It'll only be a couple minutes. We'll be back.
Come on. Yeah.
Before we miss it.
My nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my wind, but what a thrill. The discouragement just sweet balls of fire. I left in love cause I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I changed my mind, cause love is fine. The discouragement just sweet balls of fire. Kiss me, baby. Feels good. Well, I want to love you like a lover should. You're fine, so kind. I can tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. I took my nails off and I put through my phone. I feel another love is fun, it sure is fun. Come on, baby, you're driving me crazy. Mr. Rookie's just great balls of fire. Like a love should. You're fine, so kind. I got to tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. I took my nails off and I put on my phone. I feel nervous but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, you got to be crazy. Cause the disco release is sweet balls of fire. Come on over, baby. Oh, yes, I said, come on over, baby. Baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking whole lot of shaking going on. Well, I said, come on over, baby. We got chicken in the barn. Woo, honey, come on over, baby. Baby, got the fool by the horn. We ain't faking whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah.
on the money, two for the show. Bring it again, ready now, go cat go. But don't you step on my blue suede shoe. We can do anything, take me off of my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step on my face. I'll slam my name all over the place. I'll do anything that you want to do. Well, oh, honey, lay off of them shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything, take me off of my blue suede shoe. Let's go, cat. My house, steal my car, I drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. I do anything that you wanna do. Oh, honey, lay off them shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. We can do anything, take me off of my blue suede shoes. Right.
Time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go,
let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the hardest things to bless your soul. TNT, the Nar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. It's a lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, November 22nd, 2021. Raven 98 here, along with... Hey, Tony.
I don't know.
You're on.
Yeah, I said after all that, I don't know if I want to come on or not. But anyway. Good morning, TNT. Man, what a day it is. Hope you guys had a super fantastic weekend. I know I did. Well, almost, except the Raiders lost. But other than that, it wasn't a bad weekend. Actually, it was great. So we've been getting some good information the entire weekend. We just wait to see. Wait, as I read, Ray sending me cryptic messages. I got to read this first.
This is when this job is, it really gets to be fun.
Yeah.
Right near the end.
Okay. Everybody can hear me. So let me just tell you guys this to start with. A lot of good information, a lot of updates from the banks and everything. I got updates from Iraq. I even got an update from Texas. So we're going to go through all that, and it's just the updates. Wait. You guys still can't understand me? Can you understand me, Ray?
I hear you.
You're telling me it sounds garbled, or they can't understand you or me.
So, I'm getting that.
I don't know what's
but,
wrong.
I don't think that's from the blog talk, though. Let me scroll down and look in chat and see.
All right. I'm going to keep talking while Ray does that.
Oh, this thing's clear on Blog Talk, so you keep on rolling. It's the other line that's acting up. And so we do have a fresh line, a clean line running. Clean, clear.
All right. So sorry for you guys on the other lines. We had to disconnect, reconnect, had to make some calls, everything, because we're still getting information coming in because a lot of people are excited. But when Ray was doing something, this is 73 calls. I was like, is that the out of the 100 that can call in? Because I was asking. Because I know how many the numbers say on Blog Talk, and then we have 7,000 on free conference call, right? So anyway, people are disconnecting for 6,000 on free conference call. So I was trying to figure out, do we need to do this call? You're like, oh, that's just because it's messed up and some more stuff. So I'm going to tell you guys this. But in the meantime, I went over to Blog Talk to check because I never really go over to Blog Talk. And it's kind of funny because we were on the call this morning And Ray said, I put out some updates. I said, well, what did they say? And he said, you didn't read it. I said, shit, I never read it. Anyway, what are you talking about? Oh, my God. Anyway, he put out, but this is interesting because it's my first time going over to a blog talk while we were doing the call or afterwards. And I went over there, and believe it or not, let me see, where's it at? Oh. So I didn't see these comments down here, which is cool. And I love you guys. I actually do. Everybody, TNT members, for trying to defend me or trying to defend Ray. It's probably more me than Ray, or standing up for us. And I'm reading it, and I absolutely love it. And I thank you for your support. But I also want to tell James Johnson, who's a goddamn fool. Wait, Ray didn't know I was going to say that part. or this Tony Bianco. And I can name every one of them because I can make you famous. That's what you're looking for. We'll blast you out all over. But this is it, guys. I don't run the RV. And for all you other idiots out there that think I'm in charge of it, and I can tell you every minute and every day what's going to happen, or I can predict the future in my crystal ball, I can't. All I can do is give you the information that I get and try best to explain it so that it makes sense to us and put the pieces of the puzzle together. That's what I do. That's what TNT is about, as well as educating everybody. I just wanted to put this out there because if some idiots, well, you know the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And I say that. We do expect different results, but we're not insane about it. Okay? We do hope that one day everything they said happens, and then that day, from that moment on, we, and I mean all of us, TNT, to all our friends, family, associates, anybody we ever told this to, and they get rich, we're going to become the best thing since sliced bread. I love him. I love her. Without them, I would. And everybody is going to hear that, I tell you. And you're going to hear it for the rest of your life after it happens. But in the meantime, in between time, it just is what it is. It's the information. This is the problem with some idiots like James Johnson. You know, you give them something, one day it's a gift. The next day they expect you to know everything, and the day after that they demand that you tell me the minute it's going to happen. And I just say you're an idiot. That's all. That's not how real life works. It certainly is not how this works. And if you've been on here for 10 years and you don't understand that yet, then you're an idiot. Okay. All right. Now, y'all can't get mad at Ray for none of that because he didn't know I was going to say it. But I would have hit a blog talk. The first time I've seen these comments, and I was thinking, okay, well, some people understand what we're doing. He's an idiot. And trust me, like they said, if you think we're getting rich off donations, you're even bigger idiot. So, all right, so let's go on. All right, Ray, you did, in fact, put out some information over the weekend, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Okay. And let me see here. I think I'm hearing some Meverb echo. Okay, we're good. And for those that are posting in chat, we can't hear you. Guys, just stop that. There's nothing we can do on this end to make the audio any better than what it is for you. Hang up. Get on Blog Talk. People say it's clear on Blog Talk. So if the dial-in phone lines are not working properly, I can't do anything on this end for you. You can hang up and call back in or jump on the Blog Talk system where everyone on Blog Talk says it's nice and clear. And but anyway, here we are, the weekend updates. Unconfirmed excitement from the banking community very strongly suggests that you will experience a very wealthy Thanksgiving. More data is being requested, and if successful, will be shared with you all. Be ready so you don't have to get ready. And we were successful in gathering more data, so then I came back and posted. Bank A source says, we're super excited about Tuesday. We think something has changed. Our Bank B source says being told to report Monday at 6 a.m. in the morning. Then heard from a Bank C source says, I can't talk right now. Getting ready for next week. This is on a Sunday afternoon. Called the guy up. He says, can't talk right now. I'm getting ready for next week. I mean, but he knew we were calling about, you know, the intel. Bank D source, we're waiting for a reply. And then even reached out to the committee guy who responded back like within 5 minutes, which was a nice surprise. And he says, yes, we're hearing the same things. Then a little bit later, Bank E source information came in, and this person shared with me and said, on Friday, a member was called and made an appointment to meet at the bank Sunday at such and such time, p.m. I thought I would let you guys know. Now, I have not heard back from them yet on their Sunday appointment. Then Bank F source says some bank staff were scheduled to work all this weekend, this past Saturday, Sunday, and were told that they would have to report in on Thanksgiving Day after 2 o'clock p.m. Then we finally got information from the Bank D source, who says we are manned and in place waiting for Treasury to give the final release. And those were all the weekend updates that came in pretty much all day yesterday in the span of about 2 hours. It just was like a crazy man for a while. And Tony missed out on a lot of it because he was too busy at the game, watching the game, playing or something. So I said, okay, you. But anyway. And then sent me something this morning that they heard from a contact in Canada that called them and said they were informed of everything ready by this evening. And he was excited when he shared that. So those were the updates, information that came in to me. Now, some of you that, that's it. That's what came in that I can share.
Well, some of you
that's
that
it
what?
For the updates. No, that I had some other stuff from some other members, but they asked me not to share it.
Oh, okay. All right, guys. So banks are excited. We got from one of the top five, 99.9% sure it's going to be this week. I said, yeah, I was 99.9% sure about 10 years ago. It's going to be that day. I don't know if you guys remember that. We're breaking out the champagne, but it comes out years later, like it normally does. It actually was supposed to happen then. Iraq is telling their people. They were supposed to do it in 2010. They were supposed to do it in 2014. They scheduled for it to happen. It just didn't happen. But I can't control that either. But here we go. So this is what is happening. The banks are excited. Texas, I did talk to this morning. He said they were given an update 2 weeks ago. They were excited. Something is happening. We're about to go. And nothing happened. But they're supposedly going to call me back during this call, kind of waiting for that to happen and see if they are where everybody else is. Now, with the information that Ray gave you, you have to really know your alphabet in the order that he gave it. But in this order, something still could happen and expected today. And I want you to know some of those bank sources were not our normal banks, but they were still in the top five or six banks who are now bringing their people back in. I think one thing he didn't tell you is because I can't remember what he told you, but anyway, one of the banks were bringing their people back in this morning at 6 o'clock, and they hadn't brought their people in over a year, but told them they had to be back in this morning, ready to go. So it's a great week. Everybody's excited. The banks are excited. The Treasury said it was going to be by Thanksgiving. We'll see. Somebody said by the end of the month, but we'll see. But the biggest thing what got them all excited is Iraq made an announcement yesterday. Not sure if everybody was aware of that. Iraq made an announcement. Let me see. It's a real good one. And 404 and even old flat tire probably even read it. All right, so the Central Bank of Iraq announces controls for declaring funds on November 21st. They announced. And we talked about that before. The $10,000 in and out of the country, except today or yesterday they did it in writing. They let everybody know they could no longer take more than $10,000 out the country, undeclared. Between $10,000 and $20,000 had to be declared. This is in U.S. dollars or any currency equivalent in U.S. dollars, and anything over $1,000 can only be taken out of the country in or out through the banking system. That's it, through the banking system. No longer could they do that. But the biggest thing they announced was not the control declaring the funds, but the fact that the CBI was now international, controls their own destiny, and can change things when they want. That's what they announced to their people. The CBI controls their own destiny as of yesterday. They are international. They can change the rate. They can do what they want as far as their currency and covering the reserves. So I was thinking that's what got everybody excited. You're saying they've been released? They think they've been released. So it says, bottom line, Iraq has now entered into the international stage, all rights and privileges thereof. Iraq is able to trade their financial assets of any kind. They can sell securities. This includes credit securities, banknotes, currencies, bonds, equities, whatever they want. The Bank of Iraq announces the controls of declaring funds. So watch for new monetary policies in Iraq. So that kind of got everybody a little hyped up and thinking what we were told, this could happen at any minute. But it's supposed to happen in the next few days is how it was explained to them. In the next few days. Now, we've been gone from the coming days, because we all know what that means, sometime in the future, the coming days, now to the next few days that they're expecting a change. The banks obviously are expecting a change. They set the parameters for money going in. Oh, this is the other, can no longer take out more than $1 million, period, out of the country as of yesterday. They can not take out more than $1 million. They can take out the equivalent of 10,000 U.S. dollars in any other currency, but they can't take out more than $1 million. It got to tell you something. I mean, it should tell you something. It tells me something. But anyway, it's a super fantastic day, whether you realize it or not. Hopefully it's going to be a good week. But I'm going to tell you, I heard they had to work Thanksgiving. Texas is telling me no way we're working Thanksgiving. And even when I was told yesterday that the banks are scheduling people for Thanksgiving Day, I said, that's not going to happen. Because I don't believe that's going to happen. One, they're not going to want to work. And two, you're not really going to want to go to bank on Thanksgiving and miss all that turkey and gravy, right? I know you're not going to want to do that. So anyway, all right, Ray, let's get it started.
Eat at 11, and you can go to the bank after 2. Do you exchange? Okay, let me see. The other text, you want to leave that out for now?
No, it's okay. Let me see. I forgot. So what we were waiting for, Texas said they're going to call me. And I said, okay, because he said in an hour, I said we're going to be doing the call. So I said, just go ahead and call me or text me, whatever, and let me know what the update is. So we're definitely waiting for that. But the person we were trying to call was our committee guy. So, and we were going back and forth because he's traveling. But we did finally get a text from him because the phone calls wouldn't, we kept missing them. Anyway. Let me see how I'm going to tell you guys this. Okay. So yesterday, I'll just say that some people were saying
you're
going to
practice some restraint?
No, actually, I'm going to tell them. So they said that, you know, that the process was completed, which may not be. Our committee guy said, hey, I was getting the same information, so let me check it. But he says, no major changes. The RV is in progress. I won't know until later this afternoon or tomorrow how far the progress has gone. But he did expect it before Thanksgiving also. So, but it is in process, just like everybody else. And we're all waiting, sitting around waiting for an announcement. And hopefully that's it. But even if it isn't, for idiots like Mr. Johnson, Tony doesn't control it. I just pass out the information, idiot. All right, let's go. Can I do that?
All right. Let's see. We have a few birthdays. Let me go ahead and get those out of the way first. Skin Man is celebrating a birthday today. And Miss T says it's her birthday today.
Okay.
Also, Nola down in Texas, she's in Texas, Nola is celebrating her birthday today. And one more, cruising up and down I-95, heading north from South Carolina back to Maryland on a moped, it's Motorcycle Chick, celebrating her birthday. So happy birthday to all four of you.
Happy birthday.
I wonder how fast that moped is going.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. Bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate. It's time to
party. Happy birthday, folks. Okay, Diane says, I am presently closer to the wonderful age of 70. On Wednesday conference call, it was mentioned 70 years and older will have options to initiate a structured payout or not do so for the Zim? Can I leverage these options although I am not 70 years old if I am a sizable holder of all currencies when it's time to exchange?
No, you have to be 70 plus one day. No, I'm just joking.
Hey, did we lose you?
What? Oh, you can't hear me?
No, we heard, no, I'm just joking, and then that was it.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was saying only one bank put that out. Said that's what they were going to do. We haven't heard it from any of the other banks, and I doubt they're even going to do it. But that's what they were discussing that particular morning. So, no, I wouldn't be concerned about it. I just do what I do and just give you the information. Let's go through it so you're prepared for it when you walk in the office, just in case that's what happens. But I don't think that's what's going to happen. So I wouldn't worry about it. All right. What's next?
Okay. I think I missed Jean Genie on her birthday. So honorable mention for Jean Genie. All right. Lena says, in the process of the currency rate being changed in Iraq, when do you think the rate of 481 will be reached?
I think it's going to be reached immediately. Now, they have a lot of articles out, and they have people talking about floating the rate and gradually changing it back. And I think that's just for show. Well, I know it is, because based on what our banks are doing, what my contract tells me, the rate's going to change all at one time. They've been explaining it. Now, somehow they're saying the rate has actually changed today. We just don't know it. And by that, I don't mean 481. I mean they've reduced the exchange rate. I haven't seen it anywhere. I'm hearing little noises. I'm going to say that, hey, there was a minor change today, and that was the float part of it, if they were going to. But trust me, there's no way it's going to float from 1500 back up the price of 481. And we're involved in that a day, week, month, or years at a time. It's not how it's going to work. It wasn't geared. GCR wasn't for that, or the RV. It's not how it worked with Kuwait. It's not how it will work with Iraq. We're going to immediately go to the 481 or nearer, and it's going to go up from there on 4X. That's what you can plan on.
Okay. Herb 48 says, I have an LLC. Would it be best to put all the monies in the various accounts under the LLC until I get trust and foundation set up, or put them in regular bank accounts? I am not a whale, but am pretty obese. And that sounds like something I would be saying on open mic.
Sound like you related to the bus lady to me. No.
Herb, you have LLCs. Use your LLCs. That's what you have them for. That's what I would do if I had one. Okay. Omaha Dinar says, I saw a CPA doing a video about 2022 tax changes. The annual gift exemption will go up to $16,000. Okay. There will not be anything due next year. I'm looking for the question. All right. I don't know what that's about. So the annual gift tax next year is going to be $16,000 for those of you that want to deal with that.
Hey, wait.
Miss.
But for those of you who want to deal with that, since it's this year, if it happens, give as many people as you can $15,000 in December, because you can give them $16,000 in January. All right, go ahead.
Okay, that could work. But I wouldn't do any of that anyway. It's a better thing, better way to do it all. But I know some of you are still going to just do whatever the heck you want to. All right, Miss Cream says, since Texas doesn't want to work on Thanksgiving, do you think it will happen on Friday, or will we have to wait until next Monday?
Guys, I'm hoping and praying that it happens tomorrow, just because I'm tired of it. I mean, I'm just like you guys are, and I'm ready to go. That's it. We were told by Thanksgiving. I've been told the whole month we should see it by Thanksgiving. Only one person said on the 29th, and I can't even remember who it was. I'm going to go with that right now. If we have to go after Thanksgiving, we will. I do not expect to do any exchanges on Thanksgiving, though. Because it just doesn't even seem right or natural to me, not to take you away from your family, but all those people that would have to be working and not enjoying Thanksgiving at all. I don't know. I'm honestly tell you this. I hope there are no exchanges on Thanksgiving. I hope they don't do not one on Thanksgiving. Because everybody should be able to enjoy their time with their family. All right, what's next?
You know, I might want to wager a little bet with you on that activity.
I know what they're saying, but it don't make sense to me.
I'm willing to put up some money and bet on that.
Okay.
So I'm going to wager a whole dollar, and we'll see.
I think you should wager $100,000.
No,
Denard.
I have to do like the Hunt brothers. Just one. I mean, the Duke brothers. Yeah. I have to do like the Duke brothers. I'll shoot $1.
All right.
Okay, finishing on with Miss Cream says, question number two, are the currency dealers and banks still selling dinar, or have they stopped?
They're still selling dinar, as far as I know. Citibank and the currency deal. I don't know any of them that have shut down yet, and I don't think they will until after the they won't. Even after the announcement's made, they're just going to change the rate. That's all, because that's their business.
And, you know, we did get a report on Friday about the United Arab Emirates airport. All of those facilities over there stopped dealing with dinar on Friday, but I don't know if they resumed today or not. But we did share that on Friday.
Yeah, we did. But here, as far as the currency dealers and the banks,
mm-hmm.
We haven't been told that, no.
Okay.
All right, what's next?
Next is live folks on the board and 404 area code. You were first.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate your helping us to continue to connect the dots. It sounds like a wealth coming to us. Wednesday is on the horizon, with today being a Monday, so it should be Moolah Monday. Taking a look at this, the fact that you got that update from your Texas contact, and I concur with you on hopefully folks aren't going to have to, you know, be working on Thanksgiving. But what's their actual status at this point? Are they actually at the centers now prepping for it, or are they just on a standby, come in, be there within the hour if they get the call?
Texas, they're not either. They're not on standby, not on high alert. They are, he said 2 weeks ago they got something and everybody got excited, but nothing really happened. He said, I didn't even call you because I didn't expect it to, and nothing happened. But they haven't gotten anything today yet. He thought he would get something within an hour.
Okay.
And that's what I was waiting for.
And he hasn't called you at this point is what I'm also assuming at this point, although we know we never should assume anything here. Okay. With respect to the information that you had gotten from the committee guy, and that's exciting that you were hearing from that individual today, were you actually able to share all the information that was provided, or were you asked to withhold some information? And if so, when would that information be able to be released?
No, I didn't withhold anything, as Ray will tell you. Believe me, I gave you more than he wanted to give you.
Oh, so those are what the cryptic messages were. Like, do not say, and then you're blurting out. Okay, got it. Okay. The ATM machines over in Iraq, what's the status with respect to the dispensing of the Lord in alms? Are they now being available, or are they still somewhat on a hold pattern over in Iraq?
They are not available that I know of. Again, they were supposed to be released yesterday. It was a date given, but I have not heard from him this morning, so I don't know. But I would suspect if they were released, everybody in the world would know. So they must still be able to. Oh, here's a good thing, though, because I tell you, I didn't think they're going to do any of this until they announce the finals for the election and they know where the government is, which I forgot to tell you. So they announced yesterday that they should be announcing the final for the election in the next 2 days, which would be tomorrow, Tuesday. They are saying Sadar should end up with 180. He's already working with two other groups being controlled. But we should know all of that tomorrow. And then he should name his candidate. So that's when I look for things to actually take off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With all the information that you guys have been getting from all these various and sundry banks, some of whom you hadn't really heard from in quite some time, were there any references with respect to the procedures on the 800 numbers? Have there been any changes on that at all in terms of how we're going to be hearing or you'll be hearing on our behalf and then sharing with us?
Nope, no changes to that procedure at all. Now, so I'm going to tell you guys, we got our procedures and changes, all of the requirements, all my NDA information that we were to be shared and given actually came from the committee guy. He said that. Actually, the committee guy and a Pentagon source at the time were working. So I'll tell you guys this, which may be too much here. So D.C. was working the Pentagon, and our committee guy was working the Pentagon. And that's how we got our stuff handed to us, to those two. So, and then even when D.C. was gone, it was just going straight from the committee guy to us, right to us. This is what it's going to be. This is what you're going to get from actually the Pentagon and the Treasury. So in that perspective, they were, in fact, involved in it. But we haven't gotten any other changes or updates since we got down to 4 pages for you guys for NDAs and 42 pages for me for NDA. And then the procedures of the 800 numbers and the zones for the 800 numbers, all that updated information actually came through them. So after this call, we get off. We're going to try and call him back because we were playing phone tag. So he just sent us that quick text, and I'll see if there's any updates, and I'll know by Wednesday. Or I'll just tweet out updated 800 procedures or something to let you know. How about that?
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. Well, again, we appreciate it. 10 days from hence, that's our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward Project Day. So looks like it'll be December, but December is a great month as well. So, again, appreciate everything that you guys do for us and have done for us for decades. It seems like centuries at this point, but appreciate it. And have a great day.
All right.
Thanks again. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 209 area code. You are on.
Good morning and good afternoon. This is, well, it was junior senior moment, but today it's Oh Happy Days.
Okay.
Ray, first and foremost, I want to thank you. I was on the train Friday when you were trying to get through to me, and you did text back to me about the Zim. But I want to know that if I'm understanding this correctly, you're saying all banks are saying they're taking the Zim all dates. Was that correct?
No, not all banks are saying that.
No, not all.
Okay, so can you clarify on that? Who's taking it?
Just the good ones?
Nope.
All right.
A few of the top five banks are taking it, but no. Well, they said they're going to take it anyway.
Okay. All day.
But when this goes live, we might be able to share that. When everything is fully live, we might be able to share that.
Okay.
Can't guarantee it.
We had talked at one time that close to the end of this happening, that they would stop selling Dong. Is that still a true statement?
Well, close to it happening, they're going to stop selling all currencies. Probably like I've always told you guys, 2 hours prior to the announcement being made, if the markets are live, so nobody gets caught in the transaction. So as of today, are they still selling? For as I know, yes, they are.
Okay. And I know you told us this before, but who exactly is the committee guy? I mean, is that the U.S. Treasury or is that someone else? When you
someone
say
else.
Committee guy.
Is a committee. It's not a person. It's actually, and I have told you guys throughout history, that they broke it down into seven groups, seven people on each group who make ideas, suggestions, and built this whole thing. But they're from different countries, each group, which makes up the committee.
Okay, thank you for reminding me of that. I told you this was junior-senior moment.
Yeah, that's
all right. And then on another question popped up when they talked about the $16,000 gift tax or whatever. Ray, you just said there is a better way. And I know you've shared it with us before, but would you reshare it, please, when you say it's a better way than just giving them a $16,000 or $14,000, whatever?
Yeah, I did a webinar called The Utopian Way of Giving. So those
That's
of you
right.
who go look in the latest blast and tweet section, and you can pull that back up and review it.
Thank you. Junior, senior moment again.
That's okay.
It's
all good.
I have one more question. I'm pretty good about watching for my tweets during the weekend and everything, but I didn't see anything on the tweets that you shared. So while you were on the phone, I went to the active board, and I saw it on the active board. So should we be watching the active board? Because I didn't get any of that information this weekend about the tweets tweets about
the update
that went out. Yes.
Oh, well, that's because a tweet did not go out letting you know that there were updates in the forum. Now, the members in chat knew it, and the people that subscribe to the updates, they know it the minute I put something in there. They get an email telling them. And I was going to send out a tweet, if you will, this morning to let the rest of you all know that there are updates in the forum. But I got distracted handing out the groceries and stuff and didn't get around to it.
Okay. And then my last, it's not a question. When the 8 years I've been on these calls and we've had our numbers change, you know, for phone calling in, when I first started, I had to get on like 15 minutes early just to get through on the call. Otherwise, I wouldn't get in. And so when the number changed this time, number ending 1731, they kind of give a little commercial saying, this is free, conference call, blah, blah, blah. And then they say, punch in your access code. So I thought I always had the wrong number, but I went ahead and tried it. And the access code they were asking for was the one we use on replay. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You did? Okay. And then they had given us a number ending 1732 that really did not exist. And the only number that seemed to be really at working, which was the 1,000 line, was the 1733. So I'm not sure if anybody else is having issues with that, but I just thought I'd put that out there in case they were. So with that being said, one last question. I went back and looked at the last rates that were given to us, and being they are taking the ZIM, the last thing I saw was 70 cents. Is that still a true number?
That's not where it starts at. It depends on how much you have is what your rate is going to be.
So still starting at 11 cents up to 70 cents then? Is that what that was?
There you go. Yep, from 11 to 70. There we go.
Okay. So with that being said, I want to again thank you guys so much. Appreciate all that you get to, education you've given me over the last 8 years, and I will let someone else come on. Thank you again. Bye.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Well, I can't avoid it, so.
Can't avoid it.
I love you, baby.
Give me a hole if you got your funky butt spare.
Two-eight-one, you're on. Hey there, how are you?
I'm good. Now, why all of that kind of commenting and everything going on? How y'all doing today?
It was just for fun.
Okay then. And Mr. Tony, how you doing?
I am super fantastic. Look,
good.
Wait, let me read this because it got me cracking up. It says, so basically, if you're a member, you will get updates and emails, but if not, we'll get the information the next day or if Ray remembers. He said, am I correct on this? Ray's comment. I said, yep, that's about it.
So one time the tweet didn't go out and somebody wants to pitch a hissy fit.
Oh, my God. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a tough crowd today. All right, well, let me go ahead.
I bet that was somebody from Texas too.
Because you know they know I'm going to get the information and spread it to my Texans. They ain't got to worry. That was not from Texas. You know that. As much as I talk. Okay, so let me go and get my little 5 questions in because I know y'all not going to have no issues with me asking these little 5 questions. Okay.
All
right. All right. So, Mr. Tony. On the statement that you made when you first came in, you felt like, I'm assuming, Iraq is international. And you said that the article, I'm assuming, was the Iraqi, where they, the Iraq Control Fund article. That was pretty much the announcement you were talking about, right? And that would be an announcement to the world, pretty much, or just to the people of Iraq? Is that to the world?
It was in their news on TV. Is there anybody that's paying attention?
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. So as far as the scuttlebutt, I think you said you were hearing where the rate seemed like the rate may have changed a little bit or whatever. So over the years, we've heard that Iraq could possibly celebrate that accomplishment first in their country before actually the U.S. could possibly release it. Do you have a feeling that that could go on before we actually see it and before it hits Forex and the CBI site?
No, I think we're long past that, where they wanted the first 72 hours and then the first 10 days to celebrate, get settled down, do everything. I've been told years ago, you know, that bus is gone. So
right.
We missed that one. So,
okay.
No, when it happens, we're all going to enjoy it at the same moment of time, I'm sure.
Of time. Okay, and I had a question sent to me. Someone wanted me to ask you if your market contacts have been updated.
I don't know that they got an update this weekend. I did not talk to them.
Wait, what do you mean somebody sending you questions?
They couldn't get on because they were
just
at work. They're working. They don't have the flexibility like I have. You see what I'm saying? Some people have to be quiet and can't talk as much. Because, see, I'm a talker, and I'm not nosy, but I am a talker, so I have to ask, you know.
Since when?
Since when what?
Not nosy.
Are you trying to I'm nosy, really. Well, I am nosy. I ain't going to lie. You
thank
right.
You.
And with that said, I'm going to go right on into this next question. Hold on for a minute. Let me get my question right so I don't get a spanking. Okay. So on your last update for today, you said a member contacted Canada this call. So is that a bank contact? That's a bank contact.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So now, how is it that Canada got information to be ready this evening and the U.S. ain't saying nothing over here about this evening? How does that work? Can we explain?
You missed something, dear. Go back and look at the update.
How does one bank have all their people at the exchange center and the other bank don't have anybody at the exchange center? And they're the same bank.
That's my point. I'm trying to okay. So my last question.
You need to go back and
review
the updates.
I did. I read them all, but I'm just
one of them said the bank had people manned yesterday waiting for the Treasury to release it.
Okay. Yeah, I do remember that.
Then one was told to be in at 6 a.m. this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So hearing from the Canadian bank really just falls right in line with stuff that we were already getting from the U.S. folks over the weekend, to me.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, King. So, Tony, this one statement that you made earlier where you said that Iraqis cannot take more than 1 million dinar out of their country or equivalent to 10,000 U.S. dollars. What exactly... Why is that? I guess I'm not connecting the dots on that. Why are they not letting them take more than that out?
Okay.
Is that just...
All right, but you missed the whole thing, Texas, okay? Listen, right here in the U.S., we can't take more than $10,000 out the country, okay? Less than $10,000, just walk on through the airport. $10,001, you have to declare it. It's against the law. They can take it and arrest you.
Right.
Now, $10,000 to $20,000, you can take with a declaration, is what they're saying. You are telling them you're taking between $10,000 and $20,000 out of the country.
Okay.
I got more than 10, but less than 20. Over 20,000, you can't take, period, is what it says. Nobody can take 20,000 or the equivalent of 20,000 in any foreign currency out of the country, right?
Okay. So let me ask you this while it's on my mind.
No, let me finish. Let me finish.
Sorry.
That's any foreign currency that equals 20,000 U.S. dollars, but no one, it says, can take more than 1 million dinar out the country.
Okay.
Which means what? Means that 1 million dinar is more valuable than all of that.
Okay. That's where I was trying to make the connection. Not that I didn't know that you couldn't, you know, the amount that we're able to take out of the countries. I was just trying to take the significance of that. That to me.
And that's what I'm trying to tell you. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
When they did all of that in any foreign currency, but you can't take any more than 1 million dinar, period, that tells you dinar is worth more than that.
It's worth more, right. Okay, there you go. That's what I was trying to get to, but I guess you would say, let you explain it to me in layers in order to get to the top. Because some people probably had that same question, I'm sure. We know that you can't take a certain amount out of the country, but what was the significance tying to Iraq and the Iraqi dinar? That was what I was trying to get to. So, all right.
It's
well,
okay.
I guess so.
I know your bus goes backwards. It's all right. We're going to get this.
You know what I said? You might have to tell me because I'm about to be rich. I ain't going to fool with you. So, I'm good. I am good with that. So now you said a community guy, if he give you some more information, you may or may not be able to share that with us. It just depends. Is that how that going to go for later, if y'all get it after the call?
It definitely depends on what it is, first of all. So,
okay.
And he actually gives us a lot of stuff that we can't give you guys, but I try to give you enough so it makes sense and that we can either look for it or not look for it. But let's wait and see what we say. We're going to call him soon as we get done with the call.
Okay. Right. And you still waiting on something from Texas, too, right? I think you said that,
yep.
I believe, earlier. Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Yep. That's what he told me. I told him to text me or call me. I don't care. But he said at least an hour. I don't have, but we'll see.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, guys. I hope this
Alrighty.
Is our week.
Thank you. Y'all
have a good day.
You too.
Have a
thank
good Thanksgiving
you.
If I don't get to talk to you anymore. Have a good Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
All righty.
Okay.
Bye-bye. 972 area code. You are on.
Hello there, Danny in Dallas.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I am sad as I can be. I didn't get those updates either, and one of my friends in the community texted me. Thank you, Lena. That there was something to read, and I passed that around. I got some happy people on this end. That's a good thing. I want to ask a question that we have gone over many times, but not lately. I don't expect it's changed, but I do know a lot of people may not have heard it because they're so young in this situation. I had a call from Larry out of Rigor Springs, Texas. He said, what about the commission that's going to be earned by the people in the room at the table from the bank? He said, will Tony know what that commission percentage will be? And I assured him that Tony's answer would be, I don't have a clue. Am I right?
Good answer, because I don't.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I do know this.
Yeah.
Each bank has a different contract with the Treasury, so everybody's
right.
not getting paid the same thing. And that guy is getting a commission. I want everybody to understand that. But that's between him and the bank. But the bank was paying them. And I know one bank was giving them a $5,000 bonus just for coming in at that time. So not every bank, at least one bank was. So each bank is going to be different.
Okay. Well, I assumed as much, and I think I communicated that. Each bank will make its own deal with those who are favoring the bank and benefiting the bank. You have in the past said some things about being at the table. Of course, that's become clearer and clearer over the years. There's going to be a group there with us. And when you're at the table, it doesn't make sense. I'm going to use an illustration. It doesn't make sense for you to be exchanging $100 million percentage when the bank is going to be benefiting from all the money that you leave in there. And an option may be, in questioning the commission or the percentage for the fee or whatever they want to call it, that we say, now listen, I'm going to commit leaving this money in the bank here, and you're going to be making money all over the place. And they'll say, I'm sorry, we really have to charge this. And you had suggested, and I'm assuming it's still true, that you would simply say, why don't you put in zero and hit the button and see if it works? And the expectation is it quite probably could. That has not changed as far as you know, right?
As far as I know, that has not changed. But I'm going to be realistic, too. Okay?
Good.
The guy with 100,000 dinar, that's not going to work. Because they're not doing that to you. The guy probably with 1 million, 2 million, because they're not doing that for you, because they think you're going to spend that anyway, because they think you're going to spend that.
Because
it's not enough. But the guy with serious money, and I don't know where you start. Everybody can try it. Somewhere it will go zero. Because, man, I don't need to pay fees when I'm giving you $5 million. Are you crazy? You know? Even though the fee, and our committee guy, I tell you, why are you guys arguing over that? It's less than 1%. I mean, it's a little percentage. But some people don't want to pay that. So
right.
Start putting in zero. That's right.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what I told Larry, but I did some math. We do that down in Texas occasionally if we have a calculator. And I took $1 million and I affected on it a 0.5% commission. It's only $5,000. I'm sorry, that's wrong. $1 million. I did $1 million and applied a 0.5% and it's $5,000. So you can do the multiplication, but as you said, you should be able to get to zero at some point so that they're benefiting so well from what you're putting in their bank or leaving in their bank that it'll be a compromise. So, all right. Well, that answered his question and mine for today. I'll be waiting by the phone to listen to all the updates as they come. Thank you guys for what you do. I've got to get back to work until I'm rich. I'll see you later.
All right, sir.
Thank you, sir.
610 area code. You are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. And good morning, Tony. It is G-Man NPA.
Hey, Greetings. Man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic. Gentlemen, it is another dynamite day here in the USA. Long version here. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our payments in order to buy time to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com. Clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And when you're sending in your checks and money orders, ladies and gentlemen, please remember to make those checks and money orders payable to Raymond Renfro. And please remember to include your telephone number on those checks so that Ray can keep track of all those payments as they come in. For those of you who'd like to donate electronically, go to www.tntsuperfantastic.com. Click on that red payment button and scroll down to where you will find instructions to use any debit card or credit card of your choice. Click on the click here instructions. You'll be brought to a menu of payments that you can make. Choose your payment, click on it. You'll then be brought to another page where you'll fill in your email address, your name, your name and address, and phone number. Again, where you fill in your name in that block, after you've typed in your name, hit the space bar twice and type in your phone number there. Again, Ray uses that to keep track of all the payments as they come in. Again, to donate electronically, go to the TNT Super Fantastic website, click on the red payment button, scroll down to where you'll find instructions to use the debit card or credit card of your choice. Click on the click here instructions. You'll then be brought to a menu of payments that you can choose from. Click on the payment of your choice. You'll then be brought to another page where at the top of the page, you will fill in your email address, your name, your address, your credit card information, and in the block where you fill in your name, after you have typed in your name, hit the space bar twice and type in your phone number. Again, that'll help Ray track all these payments as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members who are still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And as Ray has taught us, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, Ray. All right, Tony. Have a good one.
Okay, now. 754 area code. You are on.
Well, good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray. Another beautiful, no humidity, South Florida day. I first have to tell you, I don't think I slept all weekend from all the great news that came out from you, Ray. It was an exciting, exciting weekend. I just want, our check went out in the mail Saturday, so you should have our monthly donation within a day or two, since I don't use the website at all. Tony, I wanted to ask you, you're welcome, I wanted to ask you, are you getting any information from the contractors over there? Because I read from other people saying their contacts have gone black over in Iraq and nobody's saying anything. So are you hearing anything?
He said yesterday, you're going to see it in a few days, not the coming days. He said, a few days, you'll see it. But, again, he's the guy who told me Sunday. And nothing is wrong, just things didn't go the way they planned. But I expect to see it in a few days. I really do. Well, I'm hoping and praying anyway. But that's what he's saying, in a few days.
Okay. And Chase Bank down here in... I'm assuming it would be statewide, but in my county, you cannot buy the Dong and Dinar off their screens for sale, and the same thing in South Carolina. So do you think, and that's been going on for days now, since last week, do you think that it's because they are getting ready for this, that they're not selling it, but they said in both states you can't buy it anymore?
I always think that's why, because the dong is a legitimate currency, always sells.
Right.
And I know last week, at the beginning of the week, they were selling it because people were telling me they were buying it at Chase. So you're saying by the end of the week, they weren't selling it once again.
Right.
They probably heard everything everybody else heard, and they were getting ready.
Right. And today I heard the same stories coming out of South Carolina that they say it's not on their screens for sale any longer.
Well, that's always a good thing when a legitimate currency, and one of the seven that we know are in the first package, not to be sold, then they're anticipating something. Because they're just losing money if they don't.
Right. And, Ray, this question is for you. If your trust is not set up yet, when we go into the bank and we do the exchange and we get through the exchange, we get through the interest rate, we decide the amount of money that we are leaving there, do we meet with our people first who are going to be setting up our trusts and foundations before we meet with the wealth manager, or do we meet with him first? And as far as the rest of the money goes, do we put those in POD accounts until everything is set up?
Working backwards, yes. You can put everything in POD accounts until you get it set up. And you'll work with the wealth manager first, because the service provider that you use to create your entities, it may take you a couple of weeks. And for some of you, it may be a month or two before you actually get it done and completed. And you're going to see your wealth manager way before then.
Okay, so when you're working with the wealth manager, those, whatever you are doing as far as other investments may be, what names are you putting them in? You're keeping them in POD accounts until you get the other entity set up?
TOD accounts now, because you're talking investments and not a bank account. If it's an investment that you have created, then you want to make sure that you have a TOD on it. That's transfer on death to the designated beneficiary. But you also want it to be transferable. Now, that means you want to have the capability to transfer ownership to someone else while you are still living. So we not only want transfer on death, but we want it to be transferable. Because you know you're going to create an entity structure that you want it to take over that investment as the owner. So you may do it today in your personal name with the understanding that you want to change the owner. So make sure that it's transferable when you create the investment, the contract, the agreement, whatever.
Okay. And as far as, this is for either one of you, as far as the spread, I know that's the bid and the offer side, and that's where the spread is coming in at the bank. If you are going in and you've got four people in your area, family, that have currency, and you want to negotiate a rate for all of them, do you think that they'll be more amenable to not let the spread sit and just give you the rate? The full rate without doing a spread? Because then you're talking about, you know, a lot of money, not just $1 million.
So you're saying, do I think they would let you do the group rate or not? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, we're going after the contract rate, but I'm also going to be the spokesman for family members and a friend who has considerable amount of dong. So the amount of dong is going to be quite considerable, plus dinar and zim. So if they want to put in a percentage for the bank, will they be more amenable not to work in the spread if they don't want to give us the contract rate for the whole thing, but only for partial? Then will they be more amenable not to put the spread in, the half a point, quarter of a point, when there could be several $1 million involved?
Okay. So I wouldn't even worry about the fees and making that part of the deal, okay? Because if I was the bank, I would say, okay, I won't charge you the fee. I won't charge you the $50,000, the $200,000, but I'm not going to give you the 15% either. I'm only going to give you the 13%. So which one is better for them? Man, one-time fee, or for the next 5 years, they knocked off 2% or a half a percent. They come out on air. I wouldn't even negotiate in that way for the dollar amount. I got all that. I mean, the fees is the last thing, like Danny said, like put in zero. Hold on. I'm giving you all of this money for 5 years, and I'm giving you this, and I know what you're going to make on it. And if he was talking about $5,000 for $1 million at a half a percent, what do you think it is for $500 million? I'm not into paying people $500,000 or $50,000 for doing 45 minutes of paperwork. Ridiculous to me. Now, when people got a little amount, you know, they're going in with $100,000 and ours, $400,000 or $500,000, and they're paying $500 for the processing fee, then let that be. But once we start talking about 50,000, 500,000, no, that's a totally different animal. I'm not negotiating. I tell everybody, if they can bring a group in, I got five people, and I include all their currency in, and we can get a higher rate, then that's what I want to do. And if he says, no, we can't do that because I give you the higher rate, then suppose they don't come. They don't show up, blah, blah, blah. And then we base it on the group because they could say that. I don't know if that guy's coming here just because you said so. He's not sitting out there or suppose he doesn't like the deal that did that. But this is what you can do. Hey, I'm going to get the best deal I can get. And I'm willing to accept $28.50. I'm willing to accept $12 on the song. I'm willing to accept 50 cents on the Zim. But I'm willing to do that if my five people that you come here, you let them match my rates. That's how I help my people. They don't have what I have, but just match my rate when they come in. Because now he's not losing anything if they don't come in, but they're all gaining if they do. You already made your best deal. So I'm going to make the best deal I can anyway, but match my five people with that deal. You only have to give me credit for what they have. Just give them credit for what I have. Because that's how I would go in making the deal.
Do you think it's possible when you call and you make the appointment that you can say, I'm coming in with five other people, I want to make five appointments, since we're all in the same zone and in the same city practically?
I don't think so, but because, you know, everybody's an individual as far as the bank is concerned until you're not. If you show us documentation or something that you're a group, everybody has to do that on their own. They're liable for something. You called and made an appointment for somebody on Thursday, and he can't make it till Saturday, and they said, we have your appointment. Well, I didn't do that. No. If I was a bank, okay. I wouldn't go through all that either.
All right.
And you're not ready to talk to your wealth manager or the point person. You're just going to be talking to somebody in the call center. He can't dictate what goes on when you go in to do your exchange. He's just scheduling appointments.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the information. I appreciate what you do, and I will be back on Wednesday. And looking forward to a really wealthy Thanksgiving this year. Thanks again. Have a great day.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 954, area code. You are on. Nine five four, 651.
Is that Walt?
No.
What's his number?
Okay. 208-360. 208-360.
Yes, I have a question for you. These people that are negotiating with you or helping you to get your money and so on, they can't be paid a fortune. Now, is there any law that says I can't offer them $1 million to help me?
The person doing your exchange?
Well, here's the thing, okay? If I got $8 for my dong, I would gladly give him $1 million. That's $8 million to get me that rate.
No, I'm going to say they can't do that because they work for the bank, and it would be against their own rules for them to do that. And it looks more like you're bribing them to give you the higher rate.
Of course, that's what I would be doing.
Well, don't you know bribery is against the law?
No, I didn't know bribery was against the law.
Okay. Well, it is.
All right, well, let's let that go, and let's ask you another pertinent question. So much information has come out in the last 3 days. Where does Tony think this is going to happen? When?
I don't know. Everybody's excited. It could happen tomorrow morning. And I already tell you guys, I don't think it's going to happen until they announce the end of the election, who won, and it goes from there. That's an R1. He got now 180, because that's what they're saying this morning. That's why he got 180, and he's picking Al-Kazimi to be the next prime minister. Then I think it's smooth sailing from there. That's what I think.
So when do you think that
okay.
will be?
Supposed to happen tomorrow. So that's what they said.
Let's,
in 2 days.
Let's hope
today
so.
Today is day one. Tomorrow's day two.
All righty.
All right, you guys have
all
a great couple
sir.
Of days. We'll
right
listen
now.
To you
all
on
right.
Wednesday.
Okay.
Thank you.
407. Let me try it again. 407. You're on. Four zero seven area code. You are on.
Okay, they don't want
okay.
to be.
You're off. 501 area code. You are on.
Yes, have a question for you. I actually wrote in my letter when I sent money in asking you to help me, and I did not receive any information. So I'm calling then to ask. I am just not comfortable with the computer. I have a cell phone, and I do quite well with texting, but that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
I was kicked off of Twitter and could not get back on. And consequently, I've missed all of the information that when you Twitter out and you keep telling about the ones that are in the different part, and I can't read that or hear that, so it's just the very little information that I have. Would you slow down real slow and tell me on getting on Twitter again, the TNT team? Super fantastic.
Hold on. We can't hear Ray, but... He's still here. Right, Ray? Let me see. Maybe he can hear us. Let him take your phone number down and call you after the call so everybody else don't have to go
perfect.
Through that. And then he can help you out. Okay?
That would be perfect. Okay.
All right. I just committed him to something. I don't know if he'll do it or not, but I think he will.
Well, I've
right.
put money
Ray,
in.
We can't hear you. Okay, yeah, he'll call you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Not because you sent money in, but because he's Ray. He's a good,
well,
I
didn't say that either. I just meant I have been a good listener and do what I can.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, wait, I heard him there. He said all right. Ray.
Yes.
Have him call me. That would be the best.
Yeah, we can't hear you, though. I mean, I can barely hear you.
I'll shout. Can
no,
you hear now?
I'm not you. I'm talking about Ray. I can barely hear
oh.
Ray. Not to
okay.
hear him at all.
All righty. We'll get it straightened out, whatever this problem is.
Thank you.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, man, we can still barely hear you, though.
Okay.
Something happened to your mic or your phone or something.
Yeah, it's time to go anyway.
All right. You playing music?
Yes, sir. Got this one.
Oh, I can't hear it either. All right, guys. It was a great, great weekend. A lot of information. You guys let it soak in. Again, we're waiting for Texas to call us back. We're going to try and call our committee guy right now. Soon we get done with this call, see if we get an update. Either way, get something good. I can tweet it out to you guys. Absolutely will. But in the meantime, in between time, you need to enjoy your day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it. And share the super fantastic. All right, Ray.
Okay. Okay, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for us for today. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
your storm is over, I feel it, your rain is gone away,
clouds have moved,
I feel it, you made it through it.
Excited about your future.
Hello,
this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What?
Hot air. So hot and cool. So hot air.
Gentlemen, here's a wrap.
I am
here, out of here.